From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish-led Syrian forces, backed by U.S. air power, captured a number of Islamic State positions Monday north of the city of Raqqa. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said Monday, "There is hard work ahead, even though progress is being made by the Syrian Democratic Forces against IS." The commander of the SDF had announced the start of the offensive on Sunday to gain control of Raqqa. The Pentagon defended taking on operations in Mosul and Raqqa at the same time. Cook told reporters the coalition has been applying pressure on multiple fronts for some time. Iraqi Kurdish forces launched an offensive Monday to capture the town of Bashika from Islamic State fighters. Kurdish Peshmerga forces had surrounded the town east of Mosul for weeks ahead of the assault. As they entered the city, they exchanged heavy gunfire with IS forces. South of Mosul, Kurdish forces say they found 100 decapitated bodies in a mass grave near an agricultural college. Mikhail Saakashvili, a former president of Georgia, recruited by Ukraine to govern its Odessa region and root out graft, quit his post as governor on Monday. Saakashvili cited rampant corruption in the top levels of the Kiev government. In a blistering attack on President Petro Poroshenko, Saakashvili, who surrendered his Georgian citizenship for the Ukraine post, said he was tired of broken promises. He told reporters in Odessa that the president personally supports two clans in the Odessa region. Mr. Poroshenko's allies in the past have accused his critics of blaming Ukraine's ruling party for their own reform failures. This is VOA News. Israel has repeated its opposition to a French-sponsored international conference to revive peace efforts with the Palestinians. The conference was proposed to start before the end of the year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has spoken out against international diktats and repeatedly called for direct negotiations with the Palestinians. Democrat Hillary Clinton is ending her campaign for the U.S. presidency with several all-star rallies. The first one was in the eastern city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where the lineup included former President Bill Clinton, President Barack Obama, and First Lady Michelle Obama, along with rock musicians Bruce Springsteen and John Bon Jovi. In Philadelphia, Hillary Clinton got a boost from her husband.
"And no matter what happened," she said, "we're stronger together. That means answers are better than anger. Empowerment's better than resentment. Working together is better than fighting all the time, and it's way better to lift somebody up than put people down."
Lady Gaga and John Bon Jovi will join Clinton at a midnight campaign rally in North Carolina. Meanwhile, Republican Donald Trump is making marathon series of campaign stops in five key states. His supporters are sticking with him until the end.
"We are a nation. We are at a tipping point, and I think he is the guy that will help tip us in the correct direction that we need to go within the world and with the country itself.
Because he's got the answers. We don't need any more cronyism in Washington. We need business. And he's the one person that can pull it together."
Polls leading into the election day give Clinton a 2-3 point lead over Trump. You can find out more about the U.S. presidential election as well as live coverage Tuesday evening on voanews.com. New York City officials are working with the Secret Service to bolster security as the city plans to host the election night gatherings of both major presidential party candidates. Bill de Blasio is New York City's mayor.
"Know that you are safe and well protected. You'll see the presence at key locations around the city. You'll see it in the subways. You'll see it around the locations where the election celebrations will be happening."
Bill de Blasio. Negotiators from nearly 200 countries are meeting on how to implement the Paris Agreement on global warming. Top UN climate official Patricia Espinosa spoke to delegates at the start of the two-week meeting in Morocco. The immediate task for the delegates is to write a rule book, including how to measure and report emissions. Taking a brief look at market activities. On Monday, U.S. stock indexes were higher at the close of trade on Wall Street, and in Europe, stock markets also higher. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.